Hence, Roman's countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Morena, Zoe.
Morena.
I just had the microphone down, so I had to like fade my morena. Morena.
Dramatic effect.
Dramatic effect. What's happening in the world of drama? What's going on in the theatre?
Well, just to keep on the festive theme, I'm sure everyone knows this, but I will be talking about it because it's on for so long. But the Basement Annual Christmas Show, that's still going, and it's on until the 19th of December.
Awesome.
And this theme is the Le Basement Triple Xmas Cabaret. Le Basement.
Le Basement.
It's written by Cuda Forrester and Hayley, I think, is it Sproul?
Sproul? Yeah, Hayley Sproul.
Anyway, Hayley Sproul, so it's going to be absolutely amazing. The cast is really cool, and there will be special musical guests every show. So you can head along to that at Basement all the way up until the 19th of December.
I'm not sure if there's anything more festive than the Basement Christmas show, except maybe the BFM Christmas party. But the Basement Christmas show definitely is one of the most festive things you can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And this one, it looks especially cool this year. So you've got plenty of time to see it, and it'll be a guaranteed good time, I reckon. So head along to that. In the meantime, at Basement on Friday and Saturday is a fantastic comedy show by James Musterpick called Jamesy Hi-Fi. And if you are sort of aware of James's style of comedy, he uses a lot of visuals and sound.
Cool.
Lots of projector. He had this cool show that I liked called the Blair Witch Projector, which was so funny, as you would hope. And
I'm also seeing a pun theme going on here as well, which I respect strongly.
Yes. Oh, like JB.
Like JB Hi-Fi.
Penny drop moment on air.
Oh, dear. Yes, of course.
Sorry, carry on, Zoe.
So his show is on Friday and Saturday of this week. It's at 7 p.m. at Basement. And there is a fantastic lineup for the two nights, including Tom Sainsbury, David Koreos, Eli Mathewson, and it looks fantastic.
Fabulous.
Angela...
Dravid.
Yes, Dravid. She's on the lineup as well, and there are more that are yet to be announced. So it's going to be great.
That sounds brilliant.
Sounds like a funny night.
Yeah, well, we hope so. Yeah, it is a comedy show.
I reckon.
Yeah.
That is a bunch of good theatre-y stuff. Anything else happening?
Yes, this is not live, but it's a throwback to our lockdown days of yore. At the ASB Waterfront Theatre, there is a National Theatre screening of one of their plays.
Oh, cool.
I'm not sure when it originally aired, but it's Cyrano de Bergerac. That I probably butchered that, and people probably know better than me how it's pronounced. But it is a incredibly famous play that was written in 1897, so quite old. But it's been adapted, as National Theatre often does, into a quite modern setting. And the sort of gist is that there's this military man, but who's also a musician and a poet, and he falls in love with this woman, Roxanne. But he has some self-esteem issues, and it's sort of about desire and art and all that sort of stuff. Fun fact, the play introduced the word panache into the English language.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. I like that word. I use that word.
Do
panache,
you?
Yeah, I've noticed panache and zhuzh coming back into my vocabulary recently. Not sure where they came from to, you know, reinstate themselves, but it's a good word.
That's a huge feat to introduce a word.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. You could go and see that at the ASB Waterfront Theatre on the 26th of November, which I believe is Thursday.
Thursday. This week.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
And it's at 7 p.m. and tickets are in between $20 and $25.
Sweet.
Yeah. So pretty good. And also, National Theatre.
Always good.
Yeah, they've got the money for the production to be good.
You know it's going to be a big, bougie, fantastic play. So, yeah, that'll be a very good time.
There's something about... sorry to bring Christmas up again. This is the last time, listeners, I promise. But there is something festive about theatre in general, isn't there?
Oh, especially a Christmas panto. Like a pantomime. Yeah. Very British
British tradition. Very strange. I remember going to
so
a proper panto for the first time when I was in the UK and being like, these are all grown adults in the audience. There's not a child in sight. This is very strange. It was very fun, though. And,
yeah.
And weirdly festive. But yeah, also quite a strange vibe. Those are some very good theatre recommendations, though, Zoe. Thank you very much
for that.
You're
welcome. No worries.
If you missed any of those or you want more details or links, we will put it all up in the B-cast after the show. So you can find that on the theatre guide page, Stage Direction with Zoe. Cheers, Zoe.
No worries.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you, Zoe. All right. We are going